Secure forward lines.
All secure, sir.
Secure up.
Secure up.
Panama, Mr. Kendall. Panama.
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
Mr. Kendall, had the second engineer come to the bridge. I want to get refueled and bunkered and make for Jamaica without delay.
Captain Goddard had no sooner tied up than he was making plans to get out of Panama fast. I could understand his point of view completely. Finish the voyage to Jamaica and wash his hands of the passengers who stood to gain a fortune under the terms of Victor Wedderman's will. Years before, during my merchant service, I'd enjoyed harboring at Panama. There'd been 100 ways to pass the time in that heat-smitten town, but not this time. Panama, for me, went one thing, and he was waiting for us. I watched the elegant figure of Colonel Hacking move forward and start to climb the gangplank. Below decks, I had the killer he'd sent me to find. But 3 people had died in that search.
Nice morning, Kendall. You free?
Yes, sir.
Let's go below then, shall we? I'd like to talk to him.
Yes, right, sir. This way.
I suppose you've still got the fellow I'm looking for.
Yes, sir.
Bit of trouble, I believe.
You haven't lost your ability to understate the case, I see, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Kendall.
Hello, Tuca. You going ashore?
Yes, one of the crew just told me there's a most interesting curio shop. I thought I'd take back something rather special for Martha. Will you excuse me?
Yes, of course.
Tuca, a poisoner, eh? Looks harmless enough.
There was a time when I didn't think so, sir.
I'm always doubtful of suspecting men with criminal pasts, Kendall. It's easy to fall into that trap.
Yes, sir.
Who's Martha?
His wife, sir. She came aboard at Sydney before we sailed. An enormous woman, most insistent that we should look after Tuca to the best of our ability.
And you've done so. Good man.
Down here, sir. My cabin's just forward.
Ah, Kendall. I was looking for you. I'm just going ashore.
Oh, Colonel Hacking, Dr. Lawler.
Oh, yes. How do you do?
How do you do?
You won't change your mind, Martin?
I don't think so. I'm all packed. I was just coming to find you and say goodbye.
Oh, leaving the ship?
Yes, Colonel. Dirk can explain the reasons to you if he thinks they're important enough.
You realize, of course, that unless you arrive in Jamaica aboard the Tangmar, you automatically...
Yes, I'm well aware of that, Colonel. Goodbye, Dirk.
Martin.
If ever you're in Sydney, Kendall, don't forget to look me up.
No, I won't.
Well, Colonel Hacking, I'm afraid this is very much hail and farewell.
Listen, Martin.
Sorry, no time, I'm afraid. I have a car waiting to take me to the airport. So, goodbye, Dirk.
None of my business, really, Kendall, but he must have a pretty strong reason to give up his share of that £1,000,000.
He has, sir. Ilona Fedorov was his. They were going to be married.
I see.
Just along this companionway, sir.
I want to hear the whole story, Dirk, right from the start. I hope you got all your facts right.
Yes, sir.
Why did it take you so long to get onto Cregan?
Well, because I made a bad mistake, sir. I suspected every other man on this ship but Cregan at one time or another. The skipper, Challoner, Dr. Lawler, all of them. But Cregan, no. After you, sir.
Thank you. And another thing. Oh, you've got a visitor, I see, Kendall.
What? Well, what do you want, Challoner?
To meet the illustrious Colonel Hacking. And a feeling you'd bring him down here.
Major Challoner, I take it. Look, I'm a little occupied at the moment. If you could come back...
I'm afraid this won't wait, Colonel. You see, your man, Kendall, having arrested his murderer, now intends
Major Challoner, our personal differences are no concern of Colonel Hacking.
But they are. It must concern him when one of his officers oversteps the bounds of good manners. That carries on a shipboard flirtation with the daughter of one of the people he came aboard to suspect.
Why don't you come to the point, Major Challoner? I'm not here to listen to your opinion of what constitutes good manners.
I will, Colonel Hacking. To be brief, then... Mr. Kendall, much against my wishes, has been seeing my daughter Sharon. I've warned him to stay away from her. He's filled her head with a lot of nonsense about getting married. Now, I'm dead set against Kendall, and he knows it.
Exactly what has this to do with me?
At least I meet you across the bridge of our mutual rank, Colonel. I should think you will be the first to appreciate that when my daughter marries, if she marries, it will be to an army man.
Oh, I see.
That's all I wish to say, Colonel. I'm sure you'll be able to see my point of view and send Kendall about his business. It's a nice place, Panama. Just hot there.
Delightful fellow,
isn't he?
I have a feeling that yours is going to be an eventful story, Kendall. Let's have it, eh?
Listen, Colonel.
I've tried to instill into you and the rest of my staff that a woman in any shape or form means trouble of one kind or another. Is she attractive?
Yes, sir.
More's the pity.
I intend to marry her, sir.
That makes it even more of a tragedy.
Oh, sir,
you were always regarded as one of Colonel Hacking's bright young men. When did you stop living up to that label?
Colonel Hacking...
Oh, do sit down, boy. I want to hear the story of your voyage. Oh, and Kendall, you can leave out all reference to your romantic interludes. All right, now let's have it. The Tangmar leaves Sydney Harbour with you, ensconced as chief officer, and somewhere aboard is a murderer.
Then, due entirely to Dr. Lawler, who'd maintained for some days that our theory of greed being the motive was wrong, I realized that the message Cregan had handed me, purporting to come from you, had been a fake. I tackled Mulcahy, the wireless operator, with it, and at that moment, Cregan came into the wireless cabin. The jigsaw clicked into place as I remembered him telling me that he had a son. As you know, that son was named Peter. His wife's maiden name had been Slavin. She'd gone back to using it when she left Cregan.
And so revenge had been the motive. That was where we were all wrong.
Revenge and the fact that Cregan hated Wherryman.
What?
Well, after he decided I should go overboard that night and lined up Mulcahy to help him, he told me the reason for his broken marriage. Wherryman had once traveled on the same ship that Cregan was serving on. At that time, Cregan's wife and young son were with him. You can guess the rest.
I see. How did you never come to put Cregan in the picture earlier?
Well, I accepted the fact that he spent his every available moment in the engine room. And he listened sympathetically as I discussed the problems I was up against with him and offered to help in any way he could. I fell for that hook, line, and sinker.
Do you remember my telling you in my office in London when I briefed you on the case that everyone on this ship was a suspect?
Yes, I remember.
Three people died because you chose to forget that fact,
Yes,
Campbell.
But Colonel Hacking, I...
Don't think I'm being wise after the event. I am.
Well, I departed from your instructions in one other way, Colonel Hacking.
How was that?
I was forced to tell the passengers that I was with Interpol. I was getting nowhere fast until I had the authority of Interpol to back up my questions.
If that's to try and point out that I was wrong, too, then it won't wash, my boy. You were the man on the spot, and it was up to you to make the decisions as to what had to be done. But I'm very grateful to you. It means that Interpol has scored neatly over Scotland Yard, and that's what I set out to achieve. Peter Slavin had been killed by a person or persons unknown. Well, we not only got his killer, we got Cregan. Which reminds me, Kendall, let's go and have a word with him. I want to hear the story from him. Well, Kendall, I'm ready to leave. Cregan's gone ashore under guard. We got our case. I'll see you in England when you get back from Jamaica.
What you mean I'm to...
When I told you to take over this case, you were leaving London on holiday, as I recall. Well, that's how you should regard the rest of this voyage. A holiday. Until you get to Jamaica, anyway.
Colonel Hacking, what are you cooking up?
I'm trying to save you from making a fool of yourself, my lad, that's all.
Colonel, I...
Oh, and you needn't worry about Miss Challoner leaving the ship here. I've had a word with her. She will stay aboard.
Oh?
I'm amazed to find you show such good taste, Kendall.
When did you see Char?
I met her below decks. She was packing, I think.
But why the devil is it so important that I go on to Jamaica? I mean, hang it all. My part in this is finished, Colonel.
I'm taking Cregan back to England. By the time you arrive, I shall have the entire case prepared. He's mad as a March hare, of course.
Why do I have to go to Jamaica?
Hmm? Oh, yes. You know that firm of solicitors, Brancher, Brancher and Smith, who handled the Wherryman estate?
Yes.
I'd like you to be there when the will is read out.
But that's nothing to do with Interpol.
No? There are three beneficiaries left, two if you discount Dr. Lawler, and £1 million to share between them. It's a lot of money.
Oh, don't tell me we're back to that again.
No, no, I didn't mean that. Supposing, for the sake of argument, that money doesn't exist.
I stood there for a moment, watching Colonel Hacking as he grinned at me. I knew he'd tell me what was on his mind in his own good time. But suddenly, I had the feeling that the climax was yet to come in this passage of the Tangmar.